Weiter in Shas. We are in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. Picking up on Kuf Yud Zayin, about 12 lines down or so, last words of the lines, next part of the Mishnah, that's after we're taking Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hatachto Nosen HaTekra. What is we talking about? Well, I'm glad that you asked. We're talking about over here, when you have the lower guy who owns the place, the upper guy is renting over there, and the lower one has to take care of the roof, which ends up being the higher guy's floor, and the higher guys take care of the maziva, which is like the plaster that he puts on top of it. So now my tikra, what's called the tikra? Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina Amar, kinim snoim, it was reeds and thorns. Ustini Amar, Ustini is a shame, chacham, tamid of sharish lakish, amazing. Levachim, he says that it's levachim, which is minasim shel eres, it's boards of cedar wood. Philippi, you're actually arguing Markiyasu, each one according to the town, what was the custom of the town. Now, Hanu Beitre, there were two people, the Havidai Chadi Loy Chatitoy. One was living on the upper, one was living on the lower. Ifchis Maziva, the Maziva, which is the plaster that covered the floor between the two of them, Ifchis me, it got all worn out. Rashi's Vatikra Kayemis. The ceiling was still there from the bottom guy. Elishamayim Shultim Yardin Der Chapsachim Havu. Water was like dripping down into it. Velav Socher Masker Havu. Elabai Shelzeh Valiah Shelzeh. My bad. It wasn't, I don't remember what I said or not, but it's not a renter and whatever. It's two people own their houses over there. Kimashimai Eloi, when the top one would go out and he put his water, wash his hands with water, Azu Maskelatatoy. It was ruining the bottom guy's thing. So now, we have over here, Rabbi Chia bar Abba Amar, he says, Elyon Mitakin, he says it's the responsibility of the upper guy. Rabbi Eloi, Mishum Rabbi Chia bar Rabbi Yossi Amar, Hatachlan Mitakin, he says the responsibility of the lower guy. The lower one, he should fix it up over here. How do you know who is who? Vesimen v'Yosef Rud Mitzrayma. The second Shita was in the name of Rav Yossi, and he says, Atachtam Mitzakin. It says, V'Yosef Rud Mitzrayma. Yosef went down to Mitzrayim. So now you can remember that Yosef was the one who's saying the bottom one, Hurad, went down. He's going to be responsible. Lame Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Rabbi Eloi. Let's say this is Machlokas from Rabbi Chia bar Abba and Rabbi Eloi. You know, Rabbi Eloi was the second. Rabbi Chia bar Abba was the first one who says the top one has to fix it. And Rabbi Eloi says the bottom has to fix it. Let's say this machlokes is beplukta de Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbanan Kamifli, arguing in the world of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yochanan. Leman damer Eliyahu Mitakin, according to the one who says the top one has to do it. V'Rabbi Abba Kasavar, he holds alamazik laharchik es atzmo minaz nizak, that it is on the mazik, the one who's damaging, to distance himself from the nizak, from the one who's getting damaged. Since we know that what's happening over here is that the water of the upper level is causing damage, therefore it's his responsibility to stop this by fixing the leaks, fixing the plaster over there. And that's what Rav Yossi in our Mishnah, where we start off by saying, Rav Yossi, Omer, Tachtanos is a tikkun, and the Elyon is to give the maziva. Right? So he says, that's Rav Yossi who says that the upper guy is chayev. Uman da Omer Tachton Misakin, the one who says that it's the bottom one, Rabbi Eloi, what is Rabbi Eloi here, says in the name of Yossi, who says, Rabbi Eloi in the name of Chia, Rabbi Yossi, who says that the one below fix it, it's on you to go and distance yourself from the mazik. If you don't want to be damaged, then fix it up. And this is what the Tanakam of our Mishnah is saying, that the lower one has to go and he has to take care of giving the maziva, the plaster. And that's like if you go into our Mishnah, when it's dripping down into his thing and it's ruining it, so then it's up to the landlord to go ahead, and if he wants to, go ahead and fix it yourself. It's not our, it's not, you know, he doesn't have to do anything with it.
So that's the Gemara.
Are you trying to compare this machlokis amoroyim with our Mishnah to the machlokis tanoyim? And then you want to tell me over here that Rav Chia bar Abba and Rav Chia bar Rav Yossi, that you want to put into the world of our Mishnah, of the Tanakama and Rav Yossi, right? You want to say that that's the case. It sounds like, though, but that's only if you're looking at the fact that the issue that they're dealing with is responsibility to stop things from being damaged. The Tisbara. Really? You really think that Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama, they're arguing about that? That's what they're arguing? Rabbi Yossi, in the Indian Nizokin Pligi, but can't be a Dezim Achlokas, because we learned the opposite when it comes to that. their shitas are flipped when it comes to that. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah above, so he's a sham in a couple of days. We're going to learn this. It's a daf chafim a base, but in the Babasa, marchikin is the ilim in a bor is simcha mishama. You have to go in distance a tree from a pit 25 amos. Rashi says shashrushim mispashtin v'nokvim b'kosle abar. The roots of the tree, they start to spread out and they're going to mess up the walls of the bor of the pit. It's going to mess it up in a way that the boar is going to fall. Right, the boar is like a pit that, the water in there, whatever it may be. And if you have a tree that you're planting over here that is a charuv, which is a carob tree or a sycamore tree, you got to do a 50 amas. These start to spread out like wildfire. It's going to move even more. I don't care if this is talking about from above or from the side, whether the tree is low and the boar is like on the side of a mountain or something like that. Or it's on the same level. If the pit was there before the tree, I have myself a pit over there. You come to go and plant your tree over there. Then the owner of the tree has to cut it down. And I, the owner of the pit, have to pay you. I got to pay you money for it. But let's say the tree is first. You don't got to cut it down. And if Suffolk Zekadim, I'm not sure which one it is, then Lo Yakutz, you don't cut it down. Rabbi Yossi says, Afa Pisha Bor Kodem Zilan, even if the pit was there before the boar, Lo Yakutz, you have to cut it down. Each one did what was in their own area and they were mutter to do. What we see over here clearly, though, is Rav Yossi is of the opinion that when it comes to damage that's going to come out of an action that someone's doing in his own rishos, it's up to the one who might be damaged to go and take care of himself. So over here, when we look at our Mishnah, right, when our Mishnah says, Rav Yossi says, the Tachton gives the Tikra and the Elyon does the Ma'aziva, but clearly we can't be talking about the fact that we're discussing the damages part, because if we're dealing with the damages part, then even the Tachton should be dealing with the Maziva, because he's the one who's going to get damaged over here. So it's up to him to make sure he doesn't get damaged. So that's Machlokes Rav Yossi in the Tanakama, and it can't be how we were explaining before. Alma, what do we see? Rav Yossi suffer ala nizak laharchik es atzmo. The nizak, the guy living in the lower building, the first floor, he has to watch himself. Right, because just like he says, that a tree doesn't have to be moved away from the neighbor's pit. And the Tanakhama says that no, it's on the mazik, the one who's causing the damage, to go and to stay away from this one. And therefore, Rav Yossi in the Tanakhama and the Rabbanan, in reference to responsibility for preventing damage, are the flip to the way they're sent in our Mishnah. So therefore, it comes out that the machlokas in our Mishnah between Mishnah and the Rabbanan can't be talking about preventing there to be some sort of damage. So when we were trying to pin this machlokas amaroyim on Rav Yossi and the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, it's not the case. So therefore, let's try to find another type of tsushdel. Eliik elamemar pligi if you ella. If you want to say ikilamimar pligi v'chir b'abim v'chir b'yosi, arguing about a machlokas tanaim, it's machlokas Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbanan da hasam kamifigi. It's about Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan over there in the case of the tree that's planted near a pit that they have the machlokas. It's not parallel to our Mishnah, but it's taka parallel to that Mishnah that we just brought up. Rabbi Bar Abba, who says that the one upstairs has to fix the plaster, he's going with the Rabbanan over there, that it's a responsibility of the one causing the damage to stop it. Rabbi Yossi, who says that the downstairs neighbor, he goes and he fixes it. He goes according to Rabbi Yossi that it's up to the one who's going to get damaged, that he has to go and he has to stop it. Okay, now, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbanan, the Hacha, my pligi. What's the machlokas over here? What are they arguing over then? And for the Gemara, Bechosik Tikra Kamifligi. Strengthening the ceiling, or the boards of the ceiling over there. So the guy living upstairs is like, listen, it's dangerous. It's not so strong. These boards are kind of moving around. I'm skimming to fall through. They say that the maziva, the plaster, it strengthens the boards over there. And therefore, he has to strengthen them. They don't move from their place. And therefore, you know, I have to go ahead and you got to strengthen up, because you promised him the place he could live. And he can't really live here because he can be falling through at any moment. Rabbi Yossi Savar Maziva Shvui Gumosu. This is what he's talking about. Maziva is just to smooth out the holes there. Actually, it's the Chazuke Tikra Sagile Biyasedos. It's good to just put pegs there and to keep them in place. Shikarin Kablaish Balaz. But it's not, nothing's going to happen. That's just like Vashvui Gumas Ala Elin Vashvui. That's up to you if you want to smooth them out to like some sort of cosmetic shtekotoida. Therefore, you're going to have to pay for it. Now, we had mentioned of Chibra of Yossi said that if water is dripping from upstairs to the downstairs one, it's the downstairs guy who's got to take care of it. And we're saying that it's based off of Yossi, that it's up to the one who's the Nizak, the one who's getting damaged, to stop himself from getting damaged. And now the guy wants to know, does Rabbi Yossi really, does that apply? Aini, is that really true? If Yossi say, would Rabbi Yossi say that in this matzav, that the upstairs guy is not chayv to stop for the water from dripping down into the apartment below? Really? V'amar avashi, ki avina bei Rav Kahana. When we were steigmer Rav Kahana, hava amrina, and he would say to us, moda Rabbi Yossi v'gire delay. Even Rabbi Yossi will be masked, and when it's gire delay, his arrows, it's direct damage, and it's up to the guy who's doing it to go and to stop it from actually happening. So over here, when the water, he's washing his hands, it's going directly from upstairs down into the guy and washing on his head. So even Rav Chia by Rabbi Yossi would follow Rabbi Yossi, how can he say that the upstairs guy is not chayiv to stop the water from going to the guy's lower apartment? Rashi says, Eini v'amr avashi adav Chia bar Yossi parach. It's asking on him, the amr ala tacht on the tracking. Says on the bottom guy to fix it up. Vokim the Rabbi Yossi. We're saying it's like Rabbi Yossi. I have a hard mode Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is masking, but gear delay. If it's this guy's own arrows, if he's actively doing it. Avka of the Omer Alanisak Lahachik. Even though we generally say the one who's getting damaged should distance himself as Atzmo. Hanimi the Hichidalav Adam Atzmo Mazika. It's like when the guy's not actively going ahead and Mazik someone. Could go and Elon a bar. When you plant the tree and there's a boar next to it, like 25 amma, whatever it is, however many amas away, Shabishas the Tiyas of the time that he plants it, Eno Mazikos, not being Mazik, Ela Shrushim Gedalim, Mispachim Elam, the roots start to grow on their own, La Achazman, and therefore it's like a grama. Avalecha Adam Atzmo Maziko, he does it on purpose by himself, Vizorik Bochizov, those his arrows, Kihacha, Shishovichamayim Al Rosho, he's pouring water on his head from upstairs to downstairs, Modehu de lo grama. The Nizakin, who is I called Dormant Nizakin, the Potter, he's Potter, Elamazik Mamishu. It's straight up Mazik, Va'adam Muad Le'olam, a person's Chayef Le'olam, air, Vyashin, Shog, Mesid, whether it's awake or asleep or Shogig or it's Mesid. So it says, Gemara, no, what are we talking about over here? Depaski Maya Vahadu Nafli. It's talking about where the water stopped flowing for a bit after it left his hands, and then it fell into the lower apartment at that case. In that case, the water didn't go directly into the lower apartment. So according to Yossi, the upstairs guy would not be chayav for the damages of comfort, and the lower guy, he has to make sure that he gets out of the way. Rashi says, Lo ha'isam makam rechitzas yadayim shel elyon ha'makam niske tachtan. It wasn't like right where he washed. It went straight down into the guy's things. Elva makam acher. It hit the floor, rolled to the side, and started going down away. Then again, acher misham hein mshachim ad shenoflim b'makam shemazikin, just like the roots. And that's why the lower guy, he has to take care of himself, but the upper guy, he's off the hook. Zog the next heilige Mishnah. Habayis Faliyah Shashtaim Shinaflu. Let's say you have an upper house and a lower house that belong to two, and then it falls down. Rashi says, Bayis Shalzeh, Valiyah Shalzeh, Shacholku Kach Panachas Avian. You got these two brothers, they were Zochet, they inherited a house from their father. One lives upstairs, one lives downstairs, and this thing comes tumbling down. Ammar, Bala, Aliyah, Bala, Bayis, live those. So the owner of the upper one tells the one of the bottom one, rebuild, because until you rebuild, I can't. I need to build on top of you, says Rashi. Hachoma v'atikra hatachtona hamutalin alav livnos v'hu yivne hachoma min atikra l'malo v'atikra el yona shalgag. You go and you better build on top of you. V'hu ain't a rotsa livnos. And the other one's like, you know what? I'm not really in the mood to go and build. Hare bala aliyah bones habayis. The owner of the upper one can build the lower one himself, v'dabitokha, and then go in and live in it. Like, what do you want from me? Achiyitin lo tzitziyosav, until the lower one pays him how much it costs him, you know, he can buy him out, because you know how much it costs to build it. Rashi says, v'achach yotzim imen, v'yivne aliyah, so then he'll leave it and go and build on top of it. Rabbi Huda omer, that is one opinion. Rabbi Huda says, af zeh dar besoch shel chavero, tzarech la'aloso lo schar. Even in this case where one person is living in the property of another one and he has to pay him rent, elabal aliyah bonus abayis vesaliyah mikara es halyona vyoshiv babayis achi yitin lo esitziyosav. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion of Zenene Vezelu Chase, because the brother didn't want to go, let's say the older brother, didn't want to rebuild the house, the lower house, and the younger brother who wanted it to be built, so he goes and he does it himself, and he starts living over there. Says Rabbi Yehuda, in such a case, said you'd have to, Tanakam says, just live there until the guy buys you out, and then go ahead and build your own one. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even in the case of Zenene Vezelu Chase, that the younger brother is gaining, but the older brother is not losing anything because he wasn't building anything anyway, still, you'd say you'd have to go and you have to pay, right? You have to pay rent for it. And Rashi goes and adds on, if you don't pay rent, then it looks like it's ribbis, right? Because what happened? It's like he was lending the owner by building it for himself and not collecting the money over there until later, and therefore going and living over there can be looked at like it's ribbis. The Tanakhama says, though, what does he say? That one who's zenene v'zelo chaser is not going to be chayav to pay anything. In our case, therefore, since the ground floor apartment guy didn't lose anything over here, the older brother didn't want to build it over there, the younger brother doesn't have to go and pay him for it. Yo, okay, very good. But okay, that's Rabbi Yehuda. He says af zeh dar b'zul chaver shacher tzech lo schar ela bala liya bona es abay, says Leah. So what should happen? The owner of the upstairs one, the younger brother, rebuilds both of them, the lower one and the upper one, and he even builds a roof over the upper one. He finishes it off completely and totally. The yoshiv b'bayis. Then he goes and he stays in the lower one, until the owner, the lower one, goes and pays him what he owes him for building it. Rashi says, why is it the guy doesn't have to pay for living in his apartment? Rashi says, it's a case of this one's not gaining, the younger brother's not gaining, and he's not, the other older brother's not losing. Because it's ready for him. He can live over there. He wasn't ready for money because he wasn't building it. Beep, turn the page. Kufyot Zion Amar Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Zot Rabbi Yochanan. B'shosha Mekomo Shana Lanu Rabbi Yehuda. In three places, Rabbi Yehuda taught us, asa la'adam jehenam iman v'chaver, was asa for a person to go and get hana from his friend. Rashi says, shalom b'matana, ashtei midaito v'nochalo. That a person is not allowed to get hana from the property of his friend without him having consent. Chada hadatam. One of them is that we just learned in our Mishnah over here. That he says it's a case of Zenen of Zelochaser, yet he'd have to pay rent for it. Idach Mahi, what's the other one? The Tanam, we learned in the Mishnah of a Kamdav Kuf. Hano Saint Samar Litzava, someone who gives wool to a dyer. Let's follow Adam and he wants him to dye it red. So for Shachani, but he dyed it black. Shachani, he said dye it black. So Adam, he did it red. Ramir says, no solid dimmy tomorrow, he pays the owner the value of the wool before it was dyed. Rabbi Huda Omer, who says that he has to return the dyed wool to the owner. He's kind of a big time. He's saying, the way Rabbi Yochanan understands Rabbi Yehuda is that although the dyer, he got the wool by changing it, he acquires it, he still says that he's not able to keep the wool. And the reason is that if he was able to keep it, then he was getting hanah from the wool without paying the owner for delivering it for him, delivering it to him from the store. And then you have, that's a big hanah, which according to Rabbi Yehuda, can't be gotten without his reshus. If the improvement of the wool is greater than the amount of the expense that it cost to actually dye it, in other words, the amount by which the value of the wool went up because it was dyed is more than the total cost of the dye itself, or the dye, the fuel that's used in it, and the work that's put into it, no salitzia. So the owner pays the dyer for all the expense. If the expenses are more than actual improvement that went up, then the owner pays the dyer for the improvement, for how much it went up. Because the dyer didn't do this that he was asked to do, so he's not able to get, you know, his regular schar for what he had done over here. Now, the reason Rabbi Yehuda doesn't let the dyer to keep the wool is because then he's getting hana without any permission. So this is another example of Yehuda says, they're not going to get hana from someone else without his rishos. What's the third one? The Tanami learned in the Mishnah, coming up is a Shem Bava Basra, towards the very, very end of Bava Basra, Misha Para, Mixas Chovo. Let's say I owe you money and I pay part of my chov. V'hishlish ishtaro. Now, you still have the star. You're the one who still have the star because I didn't pull you full on. But I'm nervous you're going to go and try to reclaim from me even more money I owe you. So what happened? We say, give it over to a third party. Make sure that he keeps it. For Amar Lo, and he says to the third party, Im einani notzin lecha, if I don't give you the rest of the money, mikam hazman ploni, from now until a certain amount of time, tein lo shtaro, give him back the shtar. And the rest is v'yachsav yitva kol, let him have this ability to mess me over and get everything about. Yigi hazman, it came about, v'lo nasa, and the borrower didn't pay him back. So should the third party now give it back to the lender? Abiyosam yitain, yup, give it back. Abiyodomer, lo yitain, nope, you don't give it back. That's a third example of someone who's going to get enough from property of somebody else without rishus. And if you go and give it back to him, he's going to end up getting it, getting enough from it, because he's going to now go ahead and reuse it to be able to get everything over here. So therefore, you can't go and you can't give it to him. So where we just saw from these things, you can't get enough from someone else without the rishus. In fact, think about Amai. Why is it that you're saying from here you can't get enough from someone else without them knowing at all? Dilma adkan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda kacha. Maybe the only reason why he says over here by our Mishnah that an upstairs guy has to pay rent for living in the lower one. Ela mishum deiko shachru risa, because there's the blackening that happens when he's living in his place over there. He's blackening the walls, and therefore he's caused damage to it, and that's why maybe he's saying he has to pay. Inami, litzbolo adam mitzvah shachar, and also in the case of the guy who wanted him to dye it red and he dyed it black, and Buddha says that the dyer can't keep it, mishum to come ishanim, maybe because he switched from that which he asked him to do, vatanan. But we learned in the Mishnah called Mishana Yodal Tachtona. Any person who gets hired to do a job who goes against that which the guy told him to do has the lower hand in getting anything for the work that he put in over here. And therefore, maybe that's the reason why he can't go and keep it. Umisha para mixas chovo nami. Even in the case, the third case you brought over there, havi asmachta. That's called an asmachta. V'shamina leiru Yehuda damer lokani. And Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, says asmachta lokani. He's just trying to say, like, I'm for sure going to get this done, right? And that's like for sure it's going to happen. If not, then you can take him like $1 trillion, or just give it back. I'm going to get the whole thing. You know, asmachta lokani. So this isn't a riot to teach me that a person's not going to get enough from someone who's not the rishos. Even though all these three examples you brought over there, they're not good. Rias, we can come up with other reasons. As per why Buda would say that you can't get enough from it, but not that in all cases. Now we take it back to the case that we were discussing, that if you have two people, one is at the top upstairs, one is downstairs, and it falls down, they're going to rebuild it now. When you rebuild it, you should build it exactly as it was. What happens if someone wants to change the way that they built it? So if the guy in the bottom wants to go into your switch, Rashi says, but binyan choma shall love mina yisod adatikra, you know, from, he wants to change the structure of his apartment, then begevil shomin lo, if he wants to build it with gevil, which are stones that are, Rashi says, im hayu mitchila mi'avni gazis, ubal l'shanoso kishanafal livnos ba'avni gevil, shomin lo, we listen to him, b'nei shu machzik is a binyan, it strengthens, shomas gevil rach, it's more wide, mishal gazis, tefach, the tefach more wide, kizom repair kamad the babasa. Begvil zeh nosin gimel tfachim, vzeh nosin gimel tfachim, vgazis zeh nosin tfachayim v'mechsa, vzeh nosin tfachayim v'mechsa. It's a difference of half a amma on each side, squared. V'hasim v'farish gvil avonim v'lo mishafion demorshi dithu mitfei ba tefach. Which comes out to a tefach in total, half and half. So begvil shomim lo, if he wants to do stones that are not hewn, and the other ones were hewn, right, where they were like chiseled down, etc. So then, yeah, go ahead, no problem. But because it's in Shomlo, if he wants to build it with hewn stones, where originally they were unhewn, then we don't listen to him because he's making it less strong now. B'kfisim Shomlo. Let's say he wants to build the walls with kfisin, which are, the way Rashi explains it, half-size bricks. Before, it was full-size bricks. Now he wants to do it half-size bricks. Then we listen to him. We let him do that. Rashi explains that when it's made with half-size bricks, you had two layers of bricks that were put parallel to each other with a tefach of cement that they put between them, and half bricks are 1.5 tefachim wide, so it comes out to a half-size brick was 4 tefachim wide. And if you have the full-size bricks, then it comes up being 3 tefachim, and they're put in a single pile, or a single vertical pile on the wall, and end up being only 3 tefachim. So we listen to him if he wants to do the half one. Bilvenim ein shomelo, if he wants to build it with full-size bricks, but before it's half-size bricks, then we don't listen to him, because it comes out to be, it's less strong. Lesachich barazim, if he wants to make the ceiling with arazim, with cedar wood, It's pretty strong. It says, "Bekori shel tikra tachtona kamayri v'rosa miskaimim min hashkamim umasan kaved." If he wants to go ahead and he wants to do it with cedar, when before, what did he do? He did it with sycamore. Then we do it. They're much stronger over there. So the cedar wood is going to be for the upstairs, a stronger floor, and it's going to be great. But let's say originally it was made of cedar, and now he wants to do it with sycamore, with shkamim. Then we don't listen to him. If he wants to make less windows, then we listen to him, because the walls are going to be stronger, or like smaller windows. If he wants to do more, it's going to weaken it, because it doesn't have the support of the walls anymore if you're doing such a thing. So in case, we don't listen to him. If he wants to raise the height of his apartment, so then we don't listen to him. That's just chalal abayis. He wants to make, you know, the inside bigger. Ein shomim lo shematriach es elyon lalos. He has to go up more stairs. Va'ot shenama chazak min hagavoa. When something's lower, it's stronger than if it's higher. Lamay shomim lo. If he wants to make it lower, then there's no, he has less steps to go up, and he can, and it'll be stronger as well. Now, what about the opposite? What if the upper guy wants to make some sort of change? The general rule is, if he wants to make it much heavier, it's going to be a problem. Wants to make it lighter, sure, go for it. Elyon Shabbat Lutzan is the top one to go, and he wants to change it. He wants to make it heavier, then it's going to make it, you know, the ground floor apartment's got to be stronger as well. He can say, I don't want it. But if he wants to make it lighter, then even though it could be that it's going to weaken the upper apartment, so, okay, what's the problem? Right, the downstairs guy, he's not messing up over here of the up ones. If the walls of the upper one collapses, then doesn't impact him, so nothing to talk about. If he wants to build the walls with gazes, with hewn stones, and before they were made with the onion ones, then we go and we listen to him, right? Because it ends up being narrower, because it's lighter than it was. If he wants to make it with the hewn ones, when unhewn when it was before hewn, then we don't listen. If he wants to do half size bricks, we don't listen to him, because before it was, again, lighter with the... ends up being four tvachim, the other one was three tvachim. It was originally four, now it's three, no problem, we listen. By resume, shomlov, it was sigma, he wants to do it with the resume, we don't listen. By shikma, shomlov, it was the resume, wants to do it with the shikma, we listen to him. La rabba zechalon, shomlov, he wants to add more windows, we're going to listen to him, because no problem, because it's going to make it lighter. La maid bechalon, says shomlov, but then it's going to make it heavier. Like bia in shomlov, he wants to go and make it higher, then I'm going to listen to him, because there's more stuff they have to put over there. La maid shomlov, but if he wants to make it smaller, no problem, then we go ahead and we listen to him, he could do such a thing. Ain lo laze velo laze. Let's say this all comes tumbling down, and neither one of them cannot pay for it. Rashi says, "Livnos sh'aniyim heim," because they're aniyu. Balakarka wrote to limkar karka. The one who owns the land wants to go and sell the land. Ooh, ah, interesting. My, what is the din? Does the owner of the upper story have a share in the land as well? Right, because Rashi says, "My isle labala aliyah b'karka." Hello, does he have any sort of claim in the land? Since he's not on the ground floor, does he have a share? Tanya, ain't low, if either one of them has the ability to go out and to build it, then ain't low, labala, liya, bakarka, klum. The lower guy could go sell the land and keep all the money. Tanya, we learned in Abayi, Sabina, Sanomer, Tachto, Noto, Shnei, Chalakim. The lower apartment that takes 2/3 of it, Ve'elion, Shlesh, he gets 1/3. Of the sale of the land. Others say, no, he takes all three, and he takes a fourth, which means he takes 3/4 versus a quarter. You should hold the din of Rav Nassan in your hand. Right, that was Rav Nassan said that was 2/3. And Achirim said it's 3/4. Why should you go with 2/3? Didayanu, because he was a dayan. Rashi says, Abbezin hoya, kedam minan, Behorios, preparing bats, like we're seeing Gimel Omen Beis over there. Vinachas Leumka, he went down to the depths of the Halacha's understanding. Kasafar, he says, Kama Mafsid Aliyah Babais, how much of the loss does the upper apartment cause in the lower apartment? Meaning, how much is, if you have an apartment without something on top of it, or with something on top of it, how much is one on top of it lower the amount of years that it would have survived? Rashi says, Yumahi, Maharis, Lipo, Machus, Masa, Elia. How much quicker does it cause it to get messed up? Tells her the answer is 1/3. It takes away 1/3 of it. And Hilkach, therefore, Islay Tilsa, therefore it makes sense that the owner of the upper apartment has 1/3 value of the land below it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.